We're two travelers, Roger and I. Roger's my dog. Come here, you scamp. Now jump for the gentleman. Mind your eye. Come along, over the table. Look out for the lamb. No, no thank you, sir. I never drink. Roger and I are exceedingly moral. Aren't we, Roger? Now you see him wink. Well, something hot then. We won't quarrel. But have some music if you're willing. And Roger... Oh, what a plague, a cold pizza. Oh, Roger shall march a little. Start, you villain. Stand straight. About face. Salute your officer. Put up that ball. Good. Take your rifle. Some dogs have arms, you see. Now hold your cap while the gentlemen give a trifle. Just to aid a poor old patriot soldier. March. Halt. Now show how the rebel shakes when he stands up to hear his sentence. That's good. Now tell us how many drams it takes to honor a jolly new acquaintance. Five yells. Is that five? He's mighty knowing. The night's before us. Fill the glasses. Quick, sir. Quick. Oh, I'm ill. My brain is going. Some brandy. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, fuck. The things that I say, to be playing from door to door with fiddle and dog, ragged and penniless, and playing to you tonight with a glass of grog. Oh, another glass, another and a strong one, to deaden this pain, then Roger will start. I wonder, has he such a lumpy, leaden-aching thing in place of a heart? I'm better now, sir. That glass was warming. Come, you rascal. Limber your lazy feet. You must be fiddling and performing for supper and bed, or starve in the street. Not a very gay life to lead, you think. But soon we shall go where lodgings are free, and the sleepers need neither victuals nor drink. The sooner, the better for Roger and me. Thank you.